The U.S. Senate race has 17 registered candidates, but many are calling it a three-way race. The three major candidates are staying on message as election season hits the final stretch. Susan McManus is a political science professor at the University of South Florida. She says it's pretty clear whom each is trying to target.
Rubio really stressed the generational dimension, looking forward, protecting the future for your children. Kendrick Meek really stressed the middle class. He's aiming for those Democrats, that working class Democrats that are thinking about voting for Chris. He wants to reel them back home. And Chris is hoping that he can really tap into the anti-Washington sentiment, people looking for something different. So all of them really honed their messages up. They were right on message, which is what you would expect at this point in a campaign.
In today's debate, all three spent significant time on the attack. Republican Marco Rubio said the reason Charlie Crist gives for leaving the Republican Party is a fairy tale that had less to do with principles than ambition. Despite all the back and forth, McManus says there's no clear winner in today's debate.
I think each of these really aimed at the group they needed to go after. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but we are at the stage of a campaign where they know what they're going after, they know their message, and they have to be right on point because they don't have a lot of time now to convince voters to come their way.
Moderator John Wilson questioned each candidate on a range of topics, from the federal stimulus to each of their reported indiscretions. Rubio flatly denied using a Republican Party credit card for personal expenses. The testiest exchange took place between Rubio and non-party candidate Charlie Crist over Social Security. One Crist television ad insinuates that Rubio wants to cut Social Security benefits for seniors, which Rubio vehemently denies. McManus says this might briefly become a point of contention between the two, but it probably won't stick.
It's the kind of issue that you move away from in a hurry, and frankly, right now, people have said over and over in Florida, I just want to hear about one thing. What are you going to do to make Florida's unemployment rate go down, as well as the home foreclosure rates? They just want some answers on who they can trust most to try and fix Florida's economy and Washington's economy.
But McManus says candidates tend to avoid the issues about which voters care most.
Well, obviously, what Floridians want to hear most in these debates, they're not hearing a lot about how they would actually deal with unemployment in Florida, but more importantly, what would they do about the home foreclosure problem? Because it is higher here than nearly anywhere else in the country. It's really something that's affecting the suburban county voters, which last time voted Democrat, but this time may be looking a little bit different.
After the debate, only one of the three spoke to the press. It was Democrat Kendrick Meek. The Miami member of Congress is the first candidate to qualify for a statewide race by petition. The latest Quinnipiac poll has him third in the running with about 22% of the vote. Many Democrats are split on whether to vote for Crist, whom some believe has a better chance of winning, and Meek, a lifelong Democrat. One of Meek's tactics is to cast Governor Charlie Crist as a conservative Republican in disguise.
With Senate Bill 6, as it was pointed out, with the bill that he pointed out himself when it came down to the sonogram bill, all of that came about when he wanted to make his transition to become an independent.
Meek says that today, Crist's attempts to appeal to moderates got in the way of an intelligent political discussion between a Republican and a Democrat.
Marco Rubio and I were having a real public policy debate. The governor might as well have gotten up from the table because he's not willing to have that. He's willing to be on all sides of the issue. And anyone that's really paying attention to this race will understand that you can't be on all sides of every issue. You got to stand for something.
For a little more than a week, it's been rumored that Meek might leave the race and endorse Crist. One group of South Florida Democrats has come out in favor of this publicly, but Meek says he's in it until the end.
I'm going up from this point, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going down. I'm going up. And I think it's important that everyone knows.
USF political science professor Susan McManus, who says it would be ridiculous for Meek to back out now, adds that two things would prevent a Rubio victory. The first is Democrats lining up behind either Crist or Meek, and the second being more Democrats coming out to the polls.
Right now, what's hurting Democratic candidates all across the country is this thing they call the enthusiasm gap, where Democrats aren't as engaged in this election cycle as in a presidential. So the Democrats are going to spend millions in Florida trying to get people to the polls. And, of course, there isn't a public opinion survey in this country that can predict turnout. So the game now for Democrats, and particularly for Kendrick Meek, is all about turnout, getting out his supporters to the polls.
Meek says he thinks he even has a shot at gleaning some conservative votes.
This is about responsibility, and I think a lot of conservatives are saying that, okay, Kendrick voted for PAYGO. I've, you know, been on armed services 6 of the 8 years I've served in Congress. I have the endorsement of the veterans of foreign wars that usually endorse Republicans. Why is that? Well, guess what? I stand for veterans.
A tape-delayed broadcast of the debate will begin at 6:30 this evening. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.